temptations and difficulties. Probably two of the most dreaded words in the church, but it's part of life, and believe it or not, they're necessary. Check out this question from our Everyday Answers page online. They ask, how do I live a godly life in the midst of difficulties and temptation? Well, this comes from Kingsley. So Kingsley Joyce will talk about difficulties a little bit later in the program. She'll also join us right here to address specific circumstances that you've all asked about and how to deal with them. But first, here's the answer to why does God allow temptation?
Now the Bible says in James 1, 13 through 18, when you are tempted, which often comes during trials, when you're tempted, don't ever say, I'm being tempted by God, because God tempts no one, and he cannot tempt anyone with evil. God will allow us to go through testing, but he will never tempt us to sin. Satan, however, will. Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted from God, because God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. Verse 14. But every person is tempted when he's drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desire, lust, and passion. Okay, now, I'm never tempted to go rob a bank. That is just not an issue for me. Robbing a bank is not a temptation. And so there's nothing in me that the enemy can touch in that area. But I am tempted to be impatient. I am tempted when I don't feel good to get cranky. There are things that I am tempted to do, but I never see those things unless I have a trial. I never see them. So here's the reason why trials are good for us. We cannot change. We cannot get any better if we don't face what the problem is. You can't. So I just lived blindly for years that I was unhappy because it was everybody else's fault. It was Dave's fault because he played too much golf. It was the kids' fault because they didn't help me. It was my dad's fault because he abused me. It was the devil's fault because he hated me. And I did not make any progress. Please understand me. I made zero, zippo, no progress until I started saying, I have a problem. And I have to take responsibility for my behavior. And God, this is displeasing to you, and thank you for letting me see it. Now I'm asking you to help me deal with it and get this out of my life so I can be what you want me to be. I mean, let me tell you, I get along so well with everybody when nobody's home. I mean, you would not believe how godly and peaceful I am when nobody's there. I mean, I got my books, I got my Bible, I got control of the remote, I've got my coffee. I'm in good shape. But I tell you, if I'm into my movie and Dave comes in the door and wants to talk, I'm like, shh. Do you have to talk right now? Come on. Is anybody understanding me in the building? And so one of the things we can say when this scenario happens, I'm being tested, now I'm being tempted, but if I get into the temptation, we're all tempted, we're all going to be tempted, but if you're strong enough in the Lord, you can resist the temptation. But if you're not, then whoop. It's like Jack in the Box, whoop, there it comes, you know. And instead of making an excuse, well, if you wouldn't have, then I wouldn't have. Come on now. Oh, this is so good for us. Then we have to say, God, I'm grateful that happened because it showed me. Thank you, sister. It showed me what's in me that needs to be dealt with. So God, just go after it and get it. Amen. You're not sure. I've only got 45 seconds left. Come on, you can take it. But the man who is patient and stands up under trial receives the victor's crown of life. Amen. The man who is patient and stands up and stands strong. Let's stop whining about all the things that we go through, and let's just say, you know what, God, you're greater than all of this. And I don't like the way this feels, and I don't like to be treated unfairly, and I don't like to be treated unjustly, but I want you to use this to make me a better person, and I want you to use this to make me stronger. Listen, this is how you defeat the devil. We do not defeat the devil by never having problems and everything in our life turn up roses every day. We defeat the enemy by having to deal with some of the same things that people out in the world have to deal with, but we respond in a totally different way. And while we're having problems, we keep helping other people. Don't have any time to sit home and feel sorry for myself. There's too many people in the world that need to be helped. God, I'm going to go take care of your people. You take care of my problem.